Today's daf is Vachin daf Nun Zayin, and we will begin at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah, HaBechor, VeHaMeiser, VeHaPesach. So we're moving along in Perek Yizeh Mekoyman, discussing different karbonos, VeHilchoseyem. So it says the Mishnah, HaBechor, Meiser, Behema, and the Korban Pesach, Kachem Kalim, Shchitasan Bechor, Makim Bazar, like all Kachem Kalim. Their shechita doesn't have to be betzafin, rather it could be anywhere in the Azara. V'daman ta'un matana achas. But in contrast to a korban chatas that requires four matanas, and in contrast to an oila, a shlomim, and an asham that are shtayin shehin arba, the bechor, meiser, and pesach zrika is matana achas. So you have to make sure that that one matana is on a part of the mizbeach that has a yesod underneath it. Shina b'chilason. Although we lump the bechor, meiser, and pesach together, it's only with regards to the dine zrika that they are similar. But in terms of the dine achila, shina, they're different. How so? Habachar nechal kohanim. A bechor can only be eaten by kohanim. The hamaisa lechal adam. Whereas maisa behem can be eaten by anybody. Additionally, the nechalim bechol ir, they can be eaten anywhere in the city. Bechol meichal, in any way, not only roasted. Lishnei yomim v'layla echad. HaPesach, what about the carbon Pesach? It too has its own Shulchan Aruch in terms of how it's eaten. Einai nechal ela b'layla. It can only be eaten at night, which is a chiddush, because ordinarily kachim have to be brought during the day. All karbanos had to be brought during the day, and certainly that day you were allowed to eat the carbon. The question is, what about the night after, and what about the following day? But in terms of the day that the carbon was brought, there's no such thing that you can't eat from a carbon on the day that you brought it, with the exception of the carbon Pesach. The carbon Pesach was brought during the day, Erev Pesach, and it was eaten only at night, the night of Pesach. Ve'ini nechal ela ad chatzois. Additionally, it can only be eaten until chatzois of the night of Pesach. Ve'ini nechal ela lebenuyav. You had a RSVP in order to be able to eat from a carbon Pesach. And finally, it's not eaten in any way, bechol meichel, but rather ve'enei nechol elitzli. Zok the Gemara, mantano, who's the Tanavar Mishnah, that says that the hilchos zrika of a bechor and the hilchos zrika of a Pesach are the same. The Mishnah said, ha-bechor v'ha-meiser v'ha-pesach domon ton matona achas. The only difference between them is with regards to the laws of achila. But as it relates to the zrika, they're all together. Who's the Tana of the Mishnah? So Rav Chizda said, it's Rav Yosi Aglida. Tana went to the Brayser. Rav Yosi Aglida yoymer, chelboi loy nemar ela chelbo, domoi loy nemar ela domom. When the Torah talks about the bechor, so the Torah uses a Lashon Rabbim. Now, Pashat, the reason the Torah uses a Lashon Rabbim discussing the bechor is because there's different types of behemos for which you need to give that firstborn over to the kohen. The pasuk says bechor shor, or bechor kesef, or bechor eis. So it's regarding the shor, the kesef, and the eis, those animals that the Torah now talks b'lashon rabim. Domam tizrei kalam izbeach, chelbam takter bisaram. But Rabbi Yosi Aglili darshan differently. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said that domam chelbam is coming not to describe the Lashon Rabbim, the Shor, the Kesef, and the Eis. But rather, it's referring to another type of carbon that's not mentioned in that pasuk. Limeid al bechor u'maiser u'pesach. It's coming to be marba, maiser, and pesach. Where the Torah, amazingly, does not specifically mention its din zrika. Torah doesn't say anywhere that there's a din zrika with maiser behemo. Torah doesn't say anywhere there's a din zrika by a carbon pesach. Says Rabbi Yosi Aglili, how do you know zrika by maiser behemo? How do you know zrika by a carbon pesach? It's learned out from the Lashon Rabbim that the Torah used when it discussed the bechor. It's from there that we learn shetuna matan damin ve'emurim legabim mizbeach. But what's the point? If maiser and pesach are learned out from Bechor, so it makes sense that the laws of Zrika, of Meiser and Pesach, should mirror the laws of Zrika, of Bechor. So our Mishnah that says, HaBechor v'HaMeiser v'HaPesach have the same laws of Zrika, it's only Shina b'Achilasan. It's the Hilchas Achila where they go in separate directions. But as far as the Zrika, they're the same. Rav Chizda said, this is going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who said that Hilchas Zrika, and Haktara for that matter, but Hilchas Zrika of Maiser, Hilchas, Rika of Pesach, I learned out from Bechor. If I learned out from Bechor, then it makes sense. It should have the same halacha. Keneged hayisoid. The Mishnah said that Bechor, Maiser, and Pesach only require one matana, but you have to make sure that that one matana is keneged hayisoid. Menolan, how do you know that? I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Asi is Rika, Zrika, Miyayla. We learn it from Oila. Va'ula gufa minolan. How do you know that the carbon Oila It's Stein Shein Arba had to be connected to Yisoid. Gemara says the Chassid El Yisoid Mizbach HaOyla Limed Al Oylas Choyva Shetuni Yisoid. It's learned out from Yisoid Mizbach HaOyla. Now this Gemara is really a reference to Daf Nun Aleph, the Gemara we saw in the beginning of the week, where the Gemara said it says three times Mizbach HaOyla regarding Shvicha Shirayim, and the third one the Gemara had a havamina is maybe coming to teach me a halacha not regarding the mizbeach oila, but rather a halacha regarding the carbon oila, and that is the carbon oila also needs yisoid. That tchilas oila needs yisoid. But if you remember, the Gemara rejected it. The Gemara rejected it based on a kalvachomer, two kalvachomers. Rabbi Shmuel had his nusach in the kalvachomer. Rabbi Kiva had his nusach in the kalvachomer. What's the machloikis? The Gemara suggested maybe the machloikis is shirayim ma'akvi, shirayim loy ma'akvi. Rabbi Papa said it's discussing mitzui chatas ha'if, and it's only over there that there's machloikis whether shirayim ma'akvi, but otherwise, everybody holds Shirayim Loi Makvi. But the point is, the Gemara rejected it. It was a Havamina in a Brisa. So Rashi asks the Kasha, and Rashi bavarns that really, if you remember Daf Nun Aleph, if you know that the Gemara came out that the Makar, that Tchilas Oilas Tuni Yisayit, is not learned out from this Pasuk. This Pasuk is coming to teach me something else. It's learned out from Kal V'Chaymer. But regardless, the halacha is that Oila requires Yisayit, and we learn from Oila that Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach also require Yisoid. Great, the Gemara, Yimah Lahalan, Shtei Matonah, Shein Arba, Afkan, Shtei Matonah, Shein Arba. If we're going to learn from Oila, let's learn from Oila the Halach of Shtein, Shein Arba as well. Why is it that Oila, Shtein, Shein Arba, but Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach is only once? Rikot, Rabbaya, I'll tell you why. Because how do you know Shtein, Shein Arba by a carbon Oila? Because the Torah says, Saviv. So I'll ask you a kasha, why did the Torah say Saviv by a carbon Oila to teach me Shtein, Shein Arba? Lamali, the Michtav Saviv by Oila. Saviv by Chatos. It says it already by Chatos. So why not learn oila from chatos? You know what you have? Have a shnei ksuvim abonk echad. The chol shnei ksuvim abonk echad emelam. So essentially, you have a din saviv by the chatos, and it says saviv by the carbon oil as well. Once a Torah says saviv twice, he can't learn anymore from either one of them because shnei ksuvim abonk echad emelam. But the Gemara says, "Honey, chalamandam emelam. Elamandam emelam. Yikalam emelam." So anytime the Gemara mentions shnei ksuvim abonk echad emelam, you can bet that the next line is going to be this. "Honey, right?" Because it's a shaila in the Gemara. The Gemara always does this. So that's all good if you hold shnei ksuvim. But there's a mandama that holds shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad melamden. So according to that mandama, there's nothing wrong with learning from Oila. That Oila, just like it has Yisoid, and we're learning the din Yisoid for Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach, say that just like Oila has a din of Shtayin, Shein, Arba, so too Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach, Shtayin, Shein, Arba. But the Gemara says, Havi Oshem, Shloisha, by Oshem, it also says Saviv. So now you already have Shloisha ksuvim abon ke'echad, Shloisha vadi e'malam. The Torah says Saviv by the Chatas, by the Oila, and the Oshem. So three times the Torah mentions this idea that it has to be Matan Dalid is a halacha of Saviv, Shloisha Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad. Everybody agrees, Ein Malamdin, thus you can't learn Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach, that they're going to have a halacha of Shtein, Shein, Arba. So even though you learn Tchilas Yisoid, but you do not learn the halacha of Saviv. HaBechor Necha L'Koyhanim. So the halacha is that a Bechor is Necha L'Koyhanim. Tanu Rabbat, Nein, L'Bechor Shein Necha L'Shnei Yom, V'lai L'Echad. How do you know that a Bechor is treated like Kachim Kalim, and it can be eaten for 2 days and a night? I mean, on the one hand, you see it's only Nechal Kayhanim. From the fact that it's only Nechal Kayhanim, it suggests that it's like Kachi Kadashim. Kachi Kadashim was only eaten for a day and a night. Stating that, the Bechor's halacha is that it was eaten for 2 days and a night. Says the Braisa, how do you know that? Shenemar, it's learned out from a pasuk. It says, Upsorim Yielucha, regarding the Bechor, Kechazei Atnufa, Ukeshei Kayamin. It should be treated like the Chela Kamuram of the carbon Shlomen. It should be treated like the Shlomen. Kechazei Atnufa, Ukeshei Kayamin is a reference to the part of the carbon Shlomen that was given to the Kayan. And that's what the Torah is saying. That give the Bechor to the Kayan, just like you give the Chazei Atnufa and the Sheikh Hayyamid of the carbon shlomim to the Koyin. But the bottom line is, he kisha yakos of the chazak shay shal chumi. We're makish the bechor to the chazak shuk of the shlomim. Not shlomim nechal nishnei yomim v'lai lechad. So we say, just like the shlomim is eaten for 2 days and a night, because it's kachem kalim, af bechor nechal nishnei yomim v'lai lechad. So how do you know that bechor was eaten for 2 days and a night? It's learned out from a pasuk. It's a hekish. It says, upsorim yeloch kechazay atnufa ukeshoy kayomim. We're makish the bechor to the chazay atnufa and the shay kayomim of the carbon shlomim. Says the Gemara, that although this is a very straightforward Braisa, but there's hashtag rest of the story to this Braisa. This Shaila, how do you know that a Bechor is eaten for 2 days and a night, was posed to the rabbis, the Chachamim, who was sitting in the Kerem in Yavna. So we know that after the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the Sanhedrin had been in exile, and at that time it was stationed in Yavne. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai famously told the Kesar of Remi in the story of Kamsa bar Kamsa, when he was asked for three wishes, Tein li Yavne v'chachamel. Yavne was where the Chachamim were living, so that's where the Chachamim were. So the Torah is going to give us a little glimpse, the Gemara will, some insight, a scene in Karen B'Yavim. So the Shiloh was brought in front of the Chachamim. B'chor l'kamanech. Then a Rav Tarfon, so Rav Tarfon was there. He gets up and he says, L'shnei yomim v'layla ech, hoyisham talmud echad, shabola beis ha-medrash l'fnei Chachamim t'chilo. There was a young bacher who had come, this was his first day in beis medrash, for Rabbi Yosei Aglili Shemai, and his name was none other than Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Amar lo yisei, he says, respectfully, to Rav Tarfon, Rebbe, b'nayim l'cha, how do you know that a bacher is nechel l'shnei yomim v'layla ech? Amar lo yisei, he told the b'ni, I'll explain it to you, very simple. Shlomim kachem kalim, ubachar kachem kalim. Ma shlomim nechol l'shnei yomim v'layla echad, af bachar nechol l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. It's kachem kalim. And just like shlomim, which is kachem kalim, is eaten for 2 days and a night, a bachar, which is kachem kalim, is also going to be eaten for 2 days and a night. Amaloi. So Rabbi Yosi actually told Rabbi Tarfon, Rebbe, bachar, I can argue that a bachar is a matana l'koyin, v'chatas v'ashan. Matana l'koyin. Ma chatas v'ashan liyoyim v'layla, af bachar liyoyim v'layla. Just like chatas v'ashan, which is only eaten by Kehanim, has to be eaten only for a day and a night. So maybe Bechar, which is analogous to it, because it too could only be eaten by Kehanim, it should also only be eaten for a day and a night. Meaning, you want to tell me, Mamotzinu, Shlomim, which is Kachem Kalim, to be eaten for 2 days and a night, it makes sense that Bechar should also be eaten for 2 days and a night. I could take the Mamotzinu in another direction. I could draw a parallel between Bechar and Chatas and Asham, in the sense that both are given l'koyhanim, both could only be necha l'koyhanim. So say, just like over there it's a day and a night, here too it should be a day and a night. So mehechitesi, draw the mamatzino to shlomim, maybe draw the mamatzino to chatas v'asham. Amalois, Rav Tarfon told Rav Yisag Lili, nidin davar midavar, v'nilma davar midavar. I'll tell you why it makes more sense to draw the parallel between bechar and shlomim versus Bechor and Chatas V'Ashem. Because Mashlomim ain't born Al-Chet, Av Bechor ain't born Al-Chet. They're both similar that they're not born Al-Chet, as opposed to Chatas V'Ashem, that are born Al-Chet. Mashlomim Nechol Shneyam V'Lai Lechot. Therefore, we'll say, just like Shlomim is eaten for 2 days and a night, Av Bechor Nechol Shneyam V'Lai Lechot. Amaloi. So Yosei Aglili was persistent. He didn't let up. So you said, Rebbe, Nidin Dover Midover, V'Yilam Midover Midover. I can argue that no, maybe learn it more from Chatas V'Ashem. Because Chatas V'Ashem, Matan Al-Koyin, Bechor Matan Al-Koyin. Ma Chatas V'Ashem ain't born Benedev and Adova, Av Bechor ain't born Benedev and Adova. Two parallels. Number one, they're both given completely to the Kayanim. Number two, they're both not Baba Nedab and Adabu. So say, Ma Chatas V'ashen Echolim Yoyim Echod, Af Bechor Nechol Yoyim Echod. So Reb Tarfon and Reb Yosi Aglili are going back and forth. Tarfon is from the elder statesman in the Karen B'Yavne. Rav Yosi Aglili is a young bacher. He's asking very good. He's giving Rav Tarfon a run for his money. Says the Gemara, Kofetz Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva springed. He jumped up. The nostalgic Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon moved aside. Rabbi Akiva took over. Amaloi, he told him, Hareyu, Oy Mer, Rav Yosi Aglili, it's a pasuk. It says, U'besorim yelecha. And what's the end of the pasuk? He told them the brisa that the Gemara started with. That when the Torah says give the bechor to the kohen, it says give it to the kohen just like you give the chazei atnufa and the shoyka yomim to the shlomim. So the Torah was coming from a hekish. The Torah was makish bechor to shlomim. So just like shlomim is eaten for 2 days and a night, this too should be eaten for 2 days and a night. Oh my Lord, Lili didn't let Rabbi Akiva off the hook so easy either. He told him, "Hikashtei lechazei v'shuk shal shlomim, v'anima kishtei lechazei v'shuk shal toida." How do you know that when the Torah says that the bechor should be like the chazei hatnuf and the sheik hayomim, it means of the shlomim, which is eaten for 2 days and a night, maybe it means the chazei hatnuf and the sheik hayomim of the carbon toida, which was a form of shlomim, which was also given to the kohen, and that was only eaten for a day and a night. Because in contrast to an ordinary shlomim, which was eaten for 2 days and a night, we saw the Mishnah, the Toida and the Ayil Nazar, of the which was a shlomim, are two examples of shlomims that were eaten for a day and a night. But the bottom line is, maybe we're being makishit to Toida, mehechatesi, we're being makishit to shlomim. So say, ma Toida necheles liyem v'laylo, af bechor nechel liyem v'laylo, on my lois, Rabbi Akiva said, I hear, maybe you're right, but harei u'oymer u'besorim yeelach, she'ein tamud loymer l'chayiyah, it says twice that the basur of the bechor should be to the kohen. So the second time, it's in tzveitin mal, is superfluous, it wasn't necessary. Why did the Torah say it? To tell me that you're right, based on the Hekish, I would think maybe it's Kechazi Atunuf Kishayka Yamim of a Toida, which means you only have one day to eat it. It says a second time of Pesorim Yilach, a Havaya Acheres, to tell me. Not that you give it to the Kohen, because I know you give it to the Kohen, but the Kohen has a little bit more time to eat it and to enjoy it. He has not one day to eat it, but rather he's going to have 2 days to eat it. Either way, this was the exchange. So Rav Tarfon was asked, what's the Zman Achil of a Bechar? He said it's 2 days and a night, based on a Mamatzinu from Shlom. This is Kachem Kalam, that's Kachem Kalam. A young Bechar, Rav Yosi Aglivi Shemoy, gives Rav Tarfon a hard time. Kafats, Rabbi Akiva, the nostalgic Rav Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva says, I know from a Hekish. Rabbi Yitzhak Levi asks him, I don't know if the Hekish is to Shlomim, maybe the Hekish is to Toida. He says, even if the Hekish is to Toida, I still have a Riboy, I still know it's going to be 2 days and a night. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel was given a transcript of what transpired in Kerem B'Yavna. Amalehem, Tzu'uv, Amrulay, the Rabbi Akiva. He sent a Shliach to Rabbi Akiva. And he said, go tell Rabbi Akiva Toisa. You made a mistake. Meaning, you entertained the suggestion of this Bacher that when the Pasuk says, Ubasarim yelach kechazi atnufa kishayk hayamim, that maybe the Hekish is not to a Shlomim, but it's to a Toida, stating that you still know it's 2 days and a night, because Ubasarim yelach is Moisav Avoyacheres. There's no way in the world that the Hekish could be to Toida. You know why? Because Toida mehechon lamda, how do you know that you're supposed to take the chazi atnufa kishayk hayamim of a carbon tide and give it to a kayin? It doesn't say meforish in the Torah. You know it, mishlamim. So v'chidover alamid behekish, chayzer umalamid behekish. The whole idea that you're supposed to take the chazay atnuf and the sheikh yomun of the Torah and give it to the kayin, I goofa no mehekish. So how could I learn bechar from Torah if I goofa learn Torah from shlamim? This is Kachem 101. Dover alamid behekish isn't chayzer umalamid behekish. So bal karkach the hekish is not to Torah, but rather to shlamim. If that's the case, it's poshut that this Bachar's taina wasn't a taina. Rabbi Kiva was right, like he had suggested originally, like the Gemara brought the Brisa right on the top of the Yomim, and that is, how do you know that a Bachar is Nechel Shnei Yomim V'lai Lechad? I know it from the Hekish to Shlomim. In other words, Rabbi Shmuel told him, Ha'ina Lecha Lidan B'Loshin Achroin, Ela B'Loshin Rishoin. Don't go with the Loshin Achroin that the Hekish is Toida, but I have a Riboy that even though Toida is a day and a night, I know a second day. The Hekish is to Shlomim. Rabbi Yishmol, Hay B'Chayir, my Avodai. Rabbi Akiva, in his Lashon Achron, used the second time the Torah says, B'Sarim L'Chayir, to teach me that even though we're Makish, B'char to Toida, but you have 2 days to eat it, not just one day. Rabbi Yishmol said, the Hekish is to Shlomim. It's not to Toida. So what then does he do with those words, B'Sarim Yilach? So the Gemara says, Limit al-B'char ba'amum, shu matana l'kayim. Shvi'at sh'lei matzinu b'chal ha-Torah. We had this earlier in the Masechta. Shuas. So the Torah is coming to tell me that a Bechar Balmum also goes to a Kayin. Ordinarily, a Balmum is off limits when it comes to Kachim. It's Psuli HaMikdashim. You don't find any weird DNA, Avoida or Akrava, or even give to a Kayin anything that's a Balmum. Special Chiddush that a Bechar Balmum is given to a Kayin, and I know it from the extra B'sarim Yilach. Rabbi Akiva, how does Rabbi Akiva know that? Yalef mi B'saram. It says B'saram, Chad Tam v'chad Balmum. V'Rabbi Yishmael, mi B'saram, the Hanach Bechar is come out. What does B'saram mean? B'saram, the Lashon Rab and the Pasuk of Bechar is referring to the different types of animals that could be a Bechar. Shar, Kesef, Ayez, as the Gemara discussed in great detail in the beginning of Perek Beishamah. Bottom line. So we had here a halacha regarding Bechar, that it's Nechel L'Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. The Gemara suggested, Rabbi Tarfon had, that maybe you could learn it from Amatzino, but the Bechar told Rabbi Tarfon, it's, you're not going to be able to learn it from a Mamatzinu. So but the Gemara says, even though you're not learning from a Mamatzinu, you can learn it from a Hekish. What's the Behekish? It says, Ubasarim Yilach, Kechazei Atnufa, Ukashay Kayam. But there was a Lashon Rishon and there was a Lashon Achron. The Lashon Rishon was that when it says, Ubasarim Yilach, Kechazei Atnufa, Kashay Kayamim, we're being Makish, the Bechar, to the carbon Shlomim. Shlomim is Nechel Shnei Yomim V'Lai Lechad, so to Bechar. The Lashon Achron was that maybe Kechazei Atnufa K'Shei Kayamim is not of the Shlomim, but rather of the Toida, whose Chazei Atnufa and Shei Kayamim were also given to the Kayim. And a Toida is only eaten for a day and a night, but it doesn't matter, because being that it says, Ubsarim Yilach, it's Moisef a second day on top of that. Rabbi Akiva had gone initially with the Lashon Rishon, but then was persuaded to go with the Lashon Achron. And Rabbi Shmuel sends a message to Rabbi Akiva, Toisa, you can't go with the Lashon Achron. Why not? Because Toida Gufa, that the Chazi Atruf and the Sheikh Yaman goes to the Kayin, is the Dover Alamed Behekish. And a Dover Alamed Behekish can't be Chayzer Malamed Behekish. Now Rabbi Akiva agrees that a Dover Alamed Behekish Chayzer Malamed Behekish. Everybody knows that. That's
Kachem 101. So Frank the Gemara, but my come fligi. What's the machloikis? The Chur Rabbi Shmuel's right. It's a dover. I love it. Behekish toidos. A head Rabbi Kiva Bahavamina that we're gonna learn bechor from Chazei Atnuf and Sheikah Yomer from Toida. If Chazei Atnuf and Sheikah Yomer of Toida is a dover. I love it. Behekish says the Gemara. They're arguing in a detail in the halachis of dover. I love it. Behekish. Mar Sovar Hey Menu veDover Acher Havi Hekish. Umar Sovar Loi Havi Hekish. That's true. A dover alamed behekish can't be chayzer alamed behekish. So if I know halacha A, because I was makish it to B, it can't teach me C. Something that I only know machmas hekish can't be chayzer alamed. But what if I have a halacha that the Torah mentions mefurish, but there's a detail of that halacha I only know machmas hekish? Could it be chayzer alamed behekish? So I know the raw, basic, generic halacha mefurish, not machmas hekish. But the halacha, with all its intricacies, there are details, if a katan, and this simon that I only know machmas hekesh. Do you still say that it's a davar alamed behekesh that can't be chayzer alamed behekesh, or not? And toid is an example of that. Because the fact that the chazei atruf and the sheik hayomen of the korban toid goes to the kohen, that's not mefurish in the Torah. That I only know from hekesh. But the fact that a toid is only eaten for a day and a night, that is mefurish in the Torah. So, if you want to now learn bechor from toidah, from the Chazei Ashuk and the Sheik HaYomun of a Truma. So the emes is, Yesh Lachta. Do I look at the Chazei Atruf and the Sheik HaYomun of the Toida as a Dover Lama Behekish? The fact that it's only eaten for a day and a night? On the one hand, the fact that the Chazei Atruf and Sheik HaYomun was given to the Kayan, that is a Dover Lama Behekish. But the fact that it's eaten for a day and a night, that's Mefurish in the Torah. And that was the Machloikis. The Shaila was, Mar Sovar Hey Menu V'Dover Achar Havi Hekish. Mar Sovar Loi Havi Hekish. Rabbi Kiva held this wasn't an issue of Dover Lama Behekish. Because the entire halach is not lamed behekish. It's only a detail in the halacha that's lamed behekish. The fact that toit is eaten for a day and a night, which at the end of the day is what we're going to now apply to a bechor, that I know, that's mefurish in the Torah. You're right. The Torah is learning it from Chazei Atruf and the Sheik HaYomin of a toida, and the fact that that goes to the koyin is a dover lamed behekish, but it's only partially Dover Alamed Behekish. That's not a Dover Alamed Behekish as it relates to Einu Chayzer Umalamed. Rabbi Shmuel said, no, at the end of the day, part of this halacha has to come on to a Dover Alamed Behekish, and that's enough to say that I can't learn it. Says the Gemara, I have two other examples of precedence where you find in Shas, such a Shiloh, where you have a Dover Alamed Behekish in the context of Kachin, where only a detail of it is Lamed Behekish, Chayzer Umalamed Behekish, or Einu Chayzer Umalamed Behekish. Says the Gemara, Bishlam, the man Domo, they have a Hekish, Hainu Dechsev, Vechein Yasel Oyo Moyet. And we learn from there, Kishem Shemaza Lifnai, Lifnim Achas Lamai, Lavashev, Lamata, Midamapar, Kach Maza Behechel. Ukishem Shalifnai, Lifnim Achas Lamai, Lavashev, Lamata, Midamasar, Kach Maza Behechel. So we know that on Yom Kippur, there were special hazards. The par, Yom HaKippurim, and the Sawyer that was born on Yom Kippur, the Sawyer Lashem, were Chatois HaPrimiyos. And as a result, in addition to the Hazois that were done on the Mizbeach HaPrimi, there were also Hazois that were done on the Pereiches. There were also Hazois that were done Bein Habadim, Lefnai V'Lefnim, on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol entered Lefnai V'Lefnim. How many Hazois were done? So 8 with the Dam HaPar, Lefnai V'Lefnim, 8 with the Dam HaSoyer, Lefnai V'Lefnim, 8 with the Dam HaPar on the Pereiches, 8 with the Dam HaSoyer on the Pereiches. And each set of 8 was Achas Lamaila v'Shev Lamata. Now the fact that Bein Habadim, there was Achas Lamaila and Shev Lamata, both from the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer, is not mefurish in the Torah. I know it because when Makish Par to Soyer, Soyer to Par, it's Sugis and Mesechtes Yuma, but it's based on Hekish that the Gemara knows that. The fact that on the Pereiches, there was also Achas Lamaila, Sheva Lamata, from the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer respectively, I also know from Hekesh. The Torah says that what you're supposed to do, Lefnai V'Lefnim, V'chein Tassel Oyomai, you should do in that Oyomai. The emes is, if you think about it, it's a problem. Because don't we have a Dover Alamed Behekesh, which can't be Chayzim Alamed Behekesh? How do I know Achas Lamaila, V'Sheva Lamata, Lefnai V'Lefnim? It's all Hekesh. Makish Par L'Sar, Sar L'Par. How do I know that just like you do that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you do that in the Oyomai, from a Hekesh, V'chein Tassel Oyomai? So look where there's a problem of Achas Lamaila, V'Sheva Lamata. So the Gemara says, Gishmak, Bishloima, if you're going to tell me that Hein Menu V'Dover Achar, Loi Havi Hekesh. So it's very good. Hainu dechsev v'chein yasal oyel moed. K'shem shemaz l'fnai v'lifnim achas l'mayla v'shev l'matach midam apar, kach maza behech. K'shem shelifnai v'lifnim achas l'mayla v'shev l'matach midam asor, kach maza behech. Ay, dover alam behekesh, eni chayzim alam behekesh. It's not a problem. Because the basic idea that there's a hazah, l'fnai v'lifnim with the dam apar and the dam asor, l'mayla and l'mata, I know.
It's just the details of it that I have to come on to the Hekish for. Okay, that's not a Dover Anlam of the Hekish. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, who had a problem with the Bechor and the Taida, because once you're learning even one detail in the law from a Hekish, it's not Chayzer Malamed, Mayik Elameimar. How do you know the halachas of Achas Lamayla Vesheva Lamata from the Dama Parin, the Dama Sar Lefnai Velefnim, and on the Paroiches? So the Gemara says, Mekoymus with the Gamri Hadadi. It's not two different hekeshim. The hekesh between the par and the soir that teaches me achas amayla sheva lamata v'fnaim v'lefnim is a hekesh between par and soir. The second hekesh is between v'fnaim v'lefnim and lefnim. It's two different hekeshim. You can't learn par from soir and then apply par to something else. That's not what I'm doing. One is a hekesh between par and soir. The other is a hekesh between lefnim and lefnaim v'lefnim. The two hekeshim are traveling on two different roads. It's two different hekeshes. As a result, that's not an issue. Alternatively, it's true that you can't learn a Dover Alamed Behekish, Mehekish. But over there, let's say it would be true. No Dover Alamed Behekish. So I wouldn't know Achas Lamayla Vesheva Lamata by the Oyo Mayed, Machmas a Hekish from the Fnai Belofim, because the Fnai Belofim Gufa, I only know Achas Lamayla Vesheva Lamata by the Parin Nasar from a Hekish. But I would be able to know that this Hazois in the Oyo Mayed. I for sure would know. I would even know this Hazois Lamayla Lamata, because that's Mefurish in the Torah. What I wouldn't know is Achas Lamayla Vesheva Lamata, because that detail I only know from Hekish. But let's take away the detail that's only learned from Hekish. The basic halacha that this Hazois Lamayla Lamata, that's not learned out from Hekish, that's Mefurish in the Torah. And that I could know from my own mind. So once I use the Hekish to teach me what I could use, Machmas Hekish, so B'derech Agav, I can now schlep along these details of the Dover Alam of the Hekish as well. However, in our case, when you want to learn Bechor from Chazei Atrufa Keshei Kayam, without the Hekish, obviously I can't learn it from Toida. Because the whole fact that the Chazei Atrufa and the Shei Kayam of a Toida goes to the Kayin, that's the limud. That just like the Bechor goes to the Kayin, it just like the Chazei Atrufa and the Shei Kayam goes to the Kayin, so to Bechor. The fact that the Chazei Atrufa and the Shei Kayam of a Toida goes to the Kayin, I only on the Hekish. So without the Dover Alam of the Hekish, I can't get on to first base. I don't have anything. By the Hazois that were done with Fnim on Yom Kippur, I have the Hekish without the Dover Alam of the Hekish. I have something. I have it with regards to what's before in the Torah. Just like this Hazois, Lefnai, Lefnim, there'll be Hazois in the Hekel as well. You're right, I can't learn every Sifkatan, because in order to learn every Sifkatan, I have to come on to the Hekish between the Par and the Sar. How could I learn from a Hekish something that was learned from a Hekish? Okay, but something I could learn. Once I could learn something, so Bederech Agav, Migu, I could learn everything else as well. But in terms of our Hekish and our Sugya, that's much worse, because without the Dover Alam of the Hekish, there's no halacha. You're going to tell me that just like the Chazei Atruf and the Shekhi Yamin of the Toida, no, that's the Dover Alam of the Hekish. It doesn't even start. The only chelik that I know by Toida without the Hekish is that it's Nechel Yom V'Layla. But the Torah is talking specifically about the Chazei Atruf and the Shekhi Yamin. Therefore, it's not going to work. But the Gemara asks another kash. There's one other sugi in Shas where Lechura, you run into this idea of Dover Alam of the Hekish, Chazei Alam of the Hekish, where it's only a detail that's Dover Alam of the Hekish. So the context over there is the Lachmi Toida. So together with the Karban Toida, there were 40 breads that were brought. Some were chametz, some were matzah. And the Gemara is discussing how much bread needed to be for the Lachmi Toida to be kosher. We learn it out from the Shtei HaLechem that was brought on Shavuos. So let's see the limud. Mimosh v'yseichem taviu lechem trufa. The context over there is the shtei halechem that was brought on Chag HaShavuos. Shein tamalim taviu, ma tamalim taviu, kol sh'ata mevi mimokam acher, hareyu kazeh. It's coming to teach me that the shear of the breads of the shtei halechem should be applied to other breads that were brought. How so? Malahalan Isarin Lechala, Afkan Isarin Lechala. Just like the shtei halechem, each bread had to be Isarin, that was the shear, so to the other breads, Lachmi Toido also had to be Isarin. So that's how you know the Shir had to be Isarin. Ima lahalan shnei esroinim, afkan shnei esroinim. Maybe the way to make the Hekish is that just like the Shtei Alechem, being that each one was an Isarin, together they were shnei esroinim, so maybe the Lachmi Toido, being that each bread, there were 40 breads, so maybe each group of breads, all 10 together, should equal up to 2 esroinim. Talmud lo metien. V'lamadnu asar lechametz. The Shtei Alechem was chametz. So I can learn l'chura from the Shtei Alechem, the lachmi toida that were chametz. Asar the matzah minayin. What about the 10 lachmi toida that were matzah? How do I learn that from the shtei alechem? Talmud loymer al chalas lechem chametz neged chametz ava matzah. I have another hekdesh. Bottom line is I know the shear of the matzah component of lachmi toida,
from the shear of the chametz component of the lachmei toida, and I know the shear of the chametz component of the lachmei toida from the shtei halachim. So to dover alam and behekish, that's being chayzim alam and behekish. So bishlam, if you're going to tell me that it's only a detail, it's the shear. Okay, so being that it's only a detail that I'm learning machmas hekish, it's not a problem. Elo lamando amar havi hekish. But according to Mandama, that says that even a detail is a hekish in the sense that it can't be chayzim alam and behekish. My yikalam emers. The Gemara says taviu yaseiri. It's not learned out from hekish that if you go through this brisa properly, talmud loymer taviu, talmud loymer tieno. All these limudim are not hekishim. It's kroy yaseiras. A hekish. If you're working with the Yud Gimel Midah, one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatari Nidreshes, that's called Hekish, that's when you run into this issue. But over here, we're not learning it from the Midah. As a result, the halacha is that it's not Hekish, nothing to do with Dover Alamed Behekish, Eni Chayzer Malamed Behekish, exhale. So before we go weiter, so we just mentioned now the Karban Toida, we've been learning about Kachim Kalim, so just two horas. The first horror is that the Mishnah and Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph mentioned Hatoida va'ayol Nazir Kachim Kalin Shchitasa b'chol Mokim ba'azara v'necholim b'chol ha'ir l'chol adam b'chol ma'ichol l'yoyim v'layla ad chatzai. So the carbon toida was eaten l'yoyim v'layla, and that's in contrast to almost all other Kachim Kalin. The other exception is the Ayol Nazir, but Kachim Kalin ordinarily was eaten for 2 days and a night. The carbon toida was different. The carbon toida was only eaten for a day and a night. Stellt sich die Frage, why? Why is the carbon toida different than ordinary kachim kalim? So it's Yidua that the Netziv in his Hemek Dover says a pshat. He says the reason is because the purpose of the carbon toida was like we mentioned last night. Arba tzrichim lahoidos. And it's not only the arba tzrichim lahoidos, but like Rabbeinu Bechaya says in Parashat Tzav, and like the Shagasari says in Gvura Sariyah, Mesechtes Taimus Nachav Gimel, that any time a person felt an urge to give shvach vayidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of some wonderful thing that Hashem did for him, some miracle, he was nitzol min ha-yesurim, right? Yesurim, biyurim, v'chel ha-chayim. That any yeshua that a person had, he would go to the Beis HaMikdash and he would bring a carbon tithe. Today we have more kavana during Maidah. Maybe you suit the Saida, you throw a shikul party, a little l'chayim, v'chel ha-chayim, maybe that's the remez. But the point is that once upon a time, you'd go to the Beis HaMikdash and you would bring a carbon tithe. So the purpose of the carbon tithe is to give haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll read the Lashon HaNetziv. Tachlis tithe shabal ha-nes, hu kedei l'saper chazdei Hashem shagam alol. Umitam zeh, says the Netziv, riba ha-kasav b'lechit. It's for that reason you find that the carbon tithe was a bigger carbon, umiyeh bezman achilas tithe. But the Zman Achila was a shorter time. You know why? Because if a person brings a carbon toida, he's bringing a gabifta animal, and his carbs all over the place. You have 40 breads, right? Matzah, chametz, you know, whole wheat, whatever. But there's a lot of food going around. How are you going to eat all this? You have one night to eat it. It has to be eaten. You can't have leftovers, you know, sitting on the table the next morning. This has to be, for the oilam to clean up. This has to be eaten. There's no other way. It has to be gotten rid of. So what are you going to do? You're going to be forced to invite people. You're going to be forced to bring in a chabura and a chevra, and that's the only way it's going to be eaten. By doing that, you're going to end up being mefarsim the nes to your chevra. There's going to be persumei nisa, which is essentially, at its core, what the carbon toida is all about. So it says that it's, if you want to know why the Torah said that the zman achila of a carbon toida should be only a day and a night, the reason is because the Torah wanted to be mafars in the nes. Have you mafars in the nes? Have a very big carbon with a very short time to eat it. Inevitably, you're going to be forced to bring people. And if you're going to be forced to bring people, that's what's going to end up happening. I was thinking along the same lines. Maybe that's why the carbon Pesach was also eaten. Ad chatzos, we're going to see in a moment. Because the carbon Pesach is, of course, all about persumei nisa. It was only nechel menuyav. It was supposed to be celibes avos. Mishpachas, you were supposed to get together. You have a very short time to eat it. If you'd have more time to eat it, so kinds of chanaitza gave it. But if you have such a, you have to be done by chatzos, you have to have a big seder, everybody has to be sitting together. That's the idea. It's all about persumei nisa. On the bottom, in the Herchiv Dover, the Netziv is Moisev, he says, V'hainu d'chsiv b'halo, l'cho ez b'achzevach toido, u'v'shem Hashem ekro, n'dorei l'Hashem ha'shalim, negdeno l'cho l'ami, b'chatzreis beis Hashem, b'zeichech Yerushalayim. So it's a long piece, but the crux is, says the Netziv, where do you find anywhere that a person had to bring a carving Negdano l'chol amay, b'chatzrei space Hashem, you just don't find that. Negdano l'chol amay. A person had an obligation to bring a carbon. Negdano l'chol amay. He says, if anything, if you'd ask me, I would think about snail eches. You're bringing a carbon, well, you have to put a pashkevil, and the whole world has to know that you're bringing a carbon. It's very nice. It should be between you and Hashem. This is a ben adam l'makom. What's the emphasis of negdano l'chol amay? Zochtin etziv, because we're talking not just about any carbon. We're talking about the carbon toida. L'cho ez bach zevach toida. When it comes to the carbon toida, it's negdano l'chol amay. The carbon tide is all about pursuing Nisa, and that's why we're doing it in this way to be Mefarsim Dinas. That's the first Torah. Second Torah regarding Kachem Kalim is the Mishnah had said twice, Shahamurim Nechal Koyhanim. So the Chelek that was Nechal by Koyhanim was given to the Koyhanim, but the Kohen could eat it. His wife could eat it. Vneim, his sons can eat it. Avneim, his slaves could eat it. So the Sfas Emes asks, the wise men should say, Vneim. Ben Kain is a Kain. Nesheyen, she's only an Ashes Kain. She has a din of Vazar with regards to Avodah, for example. An Eved is an Eved. But what's this emphasis of Vneim? Why would you think that a Ben Kain would be any different than a Kain? Zok the Sfas Emes, L'chur, we're talking about a Katan. And you would have thought that maybe a Katan is different. Kamash Mulan that a cotton is okay. I saw the Mechas Chenuch, a mitzvah kufla medalit, makes the same dig. And Mechas Chenuch says the same shah. Obviously, we're talking about ketanim, and he says clearly that kohanim, that a ketanim are allowed to eat from the kachem kalim. Oh, but frek the Mechas Chenuch, akasha, I don't understand. How's a kohen allowed to eat a cotton, kachem kalim? Isn't it a mitzvah saseh to eat kachem kalim? And you would think that every kezayis of kachem kalim that's eating you makayim a mitzvah. So if a cotton now goes ahead and eats it, isn't the cotton being mevatel the mitzvah? So l'chur, if the cotton is being mevatel the mitzvah, it shouldn't be okay for him to eat it. Mechaschinach a mitzvah kufla medal. How could a cotton kohen eat kachem kalim? L'chur, he's being mevatel the mitzvah saseh of kachem kalim. Now the truth is, this is the mechaschinach l'shitasei that we spoke about shvuas night, and we spoke about when we learned mesachta shvuas. And that is that the Mechas Chinuch Shita is that the mitzvah saseh of Achilas Kachin is not miyuchet to Kachin Kadoshim. It's true for Kachin Kalim as well. Not like it's Mashman the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, not like the Briskerov and Sefer and Parash HaShmini, etc., etc. But the Mechas Chinuch Shita is that when the Rambam says it's a mitzvah saseh to eat Kachin, even though he brings it primarily by Chattas Va'asham, but it's lav dafka Chattas Va'asham. It's true for Kachin Kadoshim, but it's true for Kachin Kalim as well. So Kachin Kalim, which could be eaten even by a Katan, Frank the Mechas Chinuch, how could he eat it? Isn't he being mevatel mitzvahs? Mechas Chinuch says a chiddush. He says that the mitzvah of achilas kachim is like all mitzvahs, like mitzvahs achilas matzah. The mitzvahs to eat a kezayis. Once you eat a kezayis, you're done. So the kohen got the matnas kuna. He got a whole big piece of flesh. He eats a kezayis. He's yaitz. At that point, there's no mitzvah anymore. The only issue is you have to make sure that the basar gets eaten, so it shouldn't be nicer. But in terms of a maisa mitzvah sachila, that you don't have. Being that you don't have a maisa mitzvah sachila, it's okay. You can give it to a cotton. The cotton's allowed to eat it. It's not going to be an issue. Azoizak the Mechas Chinuch. But the MS is, like the raid that we've spoken about from the Avinezer and the Chassam Sofer and the Tzvier Shchayes and the Beis Halevi, that the mitzvah of achilas kachem is not a mitzvah that's chalar karkafta the gavri, go do a maisa achila. The mitzvah is to make sure that the basar of the carbon is necha. Just like you have to make sure the dam has Izrika and the emurim has a haktar, you have to make sure the basar has an achilut. Abdinezer said that's why if someone has a machshavas pigel that two people are going to eat, that two people are going to eat a kezayis basar, it's good. You never find that two chatzin kezayisim are mitzdarif. That's because ordinarily you need the ma'is achilut. Here you just need the result that the kezayis was nechal. So therefore there it's possible to do. Bottom line is that if you don't need the ma'is achilut, you just need it to be nechal, maybe even if it was eaten by a katan, maybe that would be enough. Not sure. But al kaponim, that's the Mechas Chinuch Sarah. Regardless, we have one more Gemara, and it's a festive Gemara. A Pesach hinei nechal ola ad chatzos. So the Mishnah said that what's this man achilus korban Pesach ad chatzos. Antana, who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Rav Yitzchak, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. It's really been machloikis shnuya, a classic machloikis. And the Tana of our Mishnah must be Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Time we learn to the Brayso, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Nemar kam b'layla hazeh, v'nemar lahalon, v'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. Ma lahalon ad chatzos, afkan ad chatzos. Just like when it says b'layla hazeh, by the carbon, by Makkos Bechoris, it meant Chatzos, because that's when Makkos Bechoris took place. So too, Balayla Hazeh, with regards to Achilas Karban Pesach, has to be Chavol Rabbi Akiva. Doesn't it say you can eat the Karban Pesach b'chipazin? And what does b'chipazin mean? Ad Shas Chipazin, till the morning. And Kain, Matam Olem B'layla Hazeh. So why then does it say B'layla Hazeh? Kshiyachol, said Rabbi Akiva, because I would have thought Yeikah Chol Kachem, and Chol Miyot. I would have thought it should be treated like Kachem, that can for sure be eaten during the day. Talmud Leimer, Balayla, Balayla, Yehei Nechel, Veinei Nechel, Vayoyim. It can only be eaten at night. It can't be eaten during the day. Bottom line, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that the Karban Pesach can be eaten until Chatzos. How does he know that? It says Balayla Hazeh, and it says by Makkos Bechoris, Balayla Hazeh. Makkos Bechoris happened by Chatzos. So this too is eaten by Chatzos. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it says Bechipazoin. It's Mashma Ad Shas
Chipazon, you have until the morning. Aye, what's Balayla? Emphasis of Balayla is as opposed to the day before, which as we spoke out when we learned the Mishnah, that's a very big Chiddush. Says the Gemara, bottom line, Man Tana, Amrav Yosef, Elazim and Azari, the Tana of our Mishnah that says clearly that the Pesach was only Nechel, Ad Chatzais, must be going according to Elazim Abaya, but Abaya said, me might, Elazim and Azari, heading knows Elazim and Azari, they raiso, Dilma de Rabbanon. Maybe when the Mishnah says that the Korban Pesach was only Nechel till Chatzais, it means mid Rabbanon. Meaning, maybe really the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva that holds that the Korban Pesach was eaten the whole night. The Mishnah says Ad Chatzos. It's going according to the Rabbanon. It's only mid the Rabbanon. Ulaharchik min Aveira. To make sure, just like we saw with other Karbanas, that you could eat it the whole night. But Laharchik min Aveira, we say don't eat it past Chatzos, like Kriyashma. You could eat Kriyashma the whole night. The first Mishnah of Masechet Brachos. But Laharchik min Aveira, you should do it before Chatzos. So maybe it's mid the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef told Abaye, Im Kain, my Ella Ad Chatzos. It says Ella ad Chatzos. What does Ella mean? Only until Chatzos. The emphasis is ki hasam. It's like the other things mentioned in the Mishnah, that it's only Nechel and Menuyav, and it could only be eaten Tzli. And just like those things are Doiraisa, Afkan Nami Doiraisa, Hadron Aloch, Ezeo Mehekarman. So the Gemara concludes with a classic Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar b'Zayin, Rabbi Akiva. What is the Zman Achila of the Korban Pesach? Is it up until Chatzos, or could it really be eaten the whole night? This was the Ritva's Kasha. He brings from his Rebbe, the Ra'ah, who said that the reason there's a minute to say Ezel Mekayman every morning, really all we're trying to do is say Mishnayos. You want a little Mikra, a little Mishnah, a little Gemara, for those that don't learn Gemara. So if the whole point is just to say Mishnayos, then why Ezel Mekayman? Says Rebbe said, it's because in Perek Ezel Mekayman there's no Machlaikis. Tiferes Yisrael said, that's why you have the Lashon Klayim, because this was a Halacha Berura, Halacha L'Mayish M'Yisina. Fake to Ritva, there is a Machlaikis. The Mishnah mentions Pesach Sad Chatzos, and Rabbi Yosef clearly said in the Gemara, Hamani, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. So he said, Pshat must be, because it doesn't mention a Machlaikis in the Mishnah. But the bottom line is that the Mishnah Kipshuta is going Aliba to Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, mid the Eraisa, for sure, you have the whole night to eat it. Tosfos speaks out right here that from the fact that the Mishnah brought Stam Mishnah to Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, it would seem to suggest that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, and that the chiyuv was to eat the Korban Pesach after, before Chatzos. But after Chatzos, you couldn't eat from the Korban Pesach anymore. Other Rishonim argue, Lamaisa, it's a huge machlokes Rishonim. But it's also very halacha Lamaisa. Why is it halacha Lamaisa? Because we eat the Afikoyman by the Leil HaSeder as a zechet to the Korban Pesach. That the matzah, the kezayis matzah that we eat by the afikomen is not even kind of the mitzvah of the erev teichel matzahs. That's the first kezayis matzah that we eat. That's the matzah that we make the bracha of al achilas matzah on. So why do we eat another kezayis matzah at the end of the seder? That's keneged the Korban Pesach. The afikomen was a zeche to the Korban Pesach. That's why the afikomen has to be nechal al asoiva. Just like the Korban Pesach had to be nechal al asoiva. So halacha l'maisa, what's this man achila? It's Afikoyman. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, that the Korban Pesach had to be eaten before Chatzos. So the Afikoyman also has to be eaten before Chatzos. According to Rabbi Akiva, that the Korban Pesach could be eaten Kol HaLayla, then the Afikoyman could also be eaten the entire night. So we have to know what the halacha is. Is the halacha like Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, or is the halacha like Rabbi Akiva? And it's a shayla in the Rishonim. And being that it's a shayla in the Rishonim, who the halacha is like, it's for that reason the minhag Yisrael is, we go to Chumra, and therefore we make sure to eat the Afikoyman before Chatzos. The reason we eat Afikoyman before Chatzos is on the tzad that halacha is like the Stam Mishnah that we just learned, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that you have to eat the Korban Pesach before Chatzos. That means Afikoyman also has to be eaten before Chatzos. And achinami, if the halacha would be like Rabbi Akiva, that you had the whole night, like those Rishonim, then you'd have the whole night to eat Afikoyman. But we don't know. We can't be machriya between the Rishonim. I mean that it's a machlokes Rishonim la halacha, so we go to Chumra, and that's why we eat the Afikoyman dafka before Chatzos. But it's because of the fact that really, it's not clear whether halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah or like Rabbi Akiva, that the Avnei Nezer was mechadish, a very, very famous chiddush for those that want a prava, a long seder, and they don't want to be dumb, you know, with the Afikoyman already before Chatzos. He said, I have an eitzah. What was the Avnei Nezer's eitzah? First his eitzah, and then the methodology of how he came about his eitzah. His eitzah was that right before Chatzos, you're middle of the seder, stop, take a kezayis matzah, eat it. And before you eat it, make a tanan. And you should say as follows. If the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the Korban Pesach had to be eaten before Chatzos, which means the Afikoyman also has to be eaten before the Chatzos. So this Afikoyman that I'm eating right now, this Kezayis Matzah, should be Afikoyman. After Chatzos, you can continue your Suda. You can eat, you can do whatever you want.
And you should say, if the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that the afikoman does not have to be eaten before chatzoy. So this is just another matzah. I'm not eating a b'toras afikoman. And then when you finish your seder at 3 o'clock in the morning, then you eat your afikoman. And it's not going to be a problem. In other words, the chiddush that the Avinezer was saying is that although we know you're not allowed to eat after the afikoman, im aftir nachar pesach afikoman, but that's only if you're going to eat during the zman that you could eat the afikoman, or during the zman that you can eat the carbon pesach. Meaning, if it's within the zman achilas carbon pesach, once I ate the carbon pesach, I couldn't eat anymore. Which today translates as, once I eat the afikoman, I can. But being that the whole chumrah, the whole idea that you shouldn't eat the afikoman after chatzos is because the halacha might be like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who holds the carbon pesach can only be eaten up until chatzos. So the whole kepeda of not eating after the afikoman, not eating after the carbon pesach, would be up until that zman of chatzos. But once chatzos passes, at that point, it's not going to be an issue anymore. So he said, well, I can eat after chatzos. If the halach is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so just eat your afikoman before chatzos. You're right. Up and from the time I ate my afikoman until chatzos, I can't eat. But once chatzos passes, I don't have a problem anymore, because it's not the zman pesach anymore. Being it's not the zman pesach anymore, there's no kpeda in eating after the carbon pesach. And according to Rabbi Akiva, I have the whole night to do it anyway. So mamonavshach, the Avinezer said it's an etzah. I don't see any reason that it shouldn't work. Now, the svara of the Avinezer was really twofold. Pashut, the way the Velt says over the svara of the Avinezer, was because he held in svara that it made sense that the whole iser to eat after the afikoman is only within the zman that you can eat the afikoman. Whole iser to eat after the carbon pasach was only within the zman that you can eat the carbon pasach. So, if according to the shita that holds, you have to eat it before chatzos, so the zman is up until chatzos. Up until chatzos, you can't eat after the pesach. Up until chatzos, you can't eat after the afikoman. Once chatzos, it's not the zman anymore. It's not the zman. What? Just like the next day, you could eat. Why? Because what shaykh is? You can never eat after the afikoman? No. It means within this man. That was what the Avinezer held in Svar. But he said, I'm going to prove it to you. The emes is, the Neid of Yehuda, in his tzlach, in Mesechtes Brachas, Taftes, asks a bombakash. What's the makar to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Shita? That the carbon pesach was only nechal until chatzos. He learned it from Gzeirah Shava, from Makas Bechairis. Makas Bechairis, it says balay lahazeh, and that was chatzos. So too, it says here, you should eat the carbon pesach, balay lahazeh, means chatzos. Freit, the Neid of Yehuda, what did chatzos mean by Makas Bechairis? It meant that Makas Bechairis happened at the moment of chatzos. So if we're going to learn this man achilas carbon pesach from Makas Bechairis, then the right way to learn it is that just like Makas Bechairis happened at chatzos, so too you should have a chiv to eat the carbon pesach at chatzos. Not up until chatzos. Makas Bechairis didn't happen up, it didn't start at shkia and end at chatzos. Makas Bechairis happened at the moment of chatzos. So if that's the makar, we just learned the Gemara this minute, and this is the makar, it's learned out from Makas Bechairis. So the right limud would be that just like Makas Bechairis happened at the moment, so every yid should have to be looking at his clock, just like you watch your clock this morning for Vasikin. So you should have to watch your clock at the Leila Seder, the second Chatzos comes. That's Zokta Tzlach. You have to say it's not possible. Because at the end of the day, it takes time to eat a Kazayas. And you can eat it like a briska, as fast as possible, swallow it and chew it in 1 second. It's still hard. So at the bottom line, you can't do it at that moment. Ki Chatzos, Ba Chatzos, no way we can do it. And being that there's no way we can do it, so says the Tzlach must be Chazal knew that the Gilui of Chatzos wasn't at the moment of Chatzos, but rather the Gilui of Chatzos was just be done with it by Chatzos. But the Avinezer wasn't comfortable with that. The Avinezer says, I think a little bit differently. I think that Enochinami, the Ikur Limud, is Chatzos Mamash. What's the Limud then? The Limud is that when it comes Chatzos, you should have already eaten the Karban Pesach. But then he's Moisef Neufach, is the Avinezer. I'll tell you a little bit better. That when Chatzos comes, at the very least, you should have the tam of the carbon pesach in your mouth. Or today, when Chatzos comes, at the very least, you should have the tam of the afikoman in your mouth. That's what it means. Because enochinami, the ikur limud is Chatzos. Not up until Chatzos. Now, it's not possible to do it at Chatzos, that's true. But you still have to be mekayim, the bichatzos, the kichatzos. And you know how you do that? By having the tam of the carbon pesach in your mouth when the moment of chatzos comes. By having the tam of the afikoman in your mouth at the moment of chatzos comes. It says that's the oimek in ein maftir and achar pesach afikoman. You know what you don't eat after the afikoman? Because you want that when chatzos comes, you should have the tam of matzah. Because that was the ikur limud of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the ikur drosha from Makas Bechairis. If that's the case, it's poshut that the whole issue of eating after the afikoman is only until chatzos. But once chatzos passes, it shouldn't be a problem anymore. Because the whole yisoid of eating after, it's not stamadin. You can't eat.
You can't eat milk and meat, you can't eat after the afikomen. What does that mean? No, it's not that it's much deeper than that. What it means is you don't eat after the afikomen because you want them when chatzos comes. What once upon a time was at the moment of makas b'chayrus, you should taste matzah. You shouldn't taste dessert. You shouldn't taste some mechnes nishvas. You should taste matzah. That's the idea. So if that's the idea, the kpeid is only at the moment of chatzos. Once chatzos passes, it doesn't matter. And that was Avdinez's chab. Based on that, he came up with his geshmaka. Tonight, eat it before chatzos. Don't eat anything between that and chatzos. And the monosh of that chatzos you could eat. According to Balazman Azariah, you already had the tam matzah at chatzos. There's no problems. You could finish the suda. And according to Bikivi, you have the whole night to eat it anyways. Monosh, it's not going to be an issue. I'll tell you something interesting. Tzvi Pesach Frank, in Mekroi Kodesh, it's, if you want to look it up, it's in Pesach, Chelik Beis, Simen Nunvav. He brings that he heard that Reb Chaim Briska, Agrachmi Brisk, used to do the Avni Nezer's patent. He used to make this tonight. So Reb Chaim was masking to the Tanai of the Avni Nezer, and Halacha L'Maisa, this is something that he used to do. And then he brings a kasha that he heard from his Eidim, B'Shem Reb Shimon Shkop. Reb Shimon Shkop asked the kasha, we know, Tanoim 101. Halacha is that Milsa de Lesa B'Shlichos, Lesa B'Tanai. Milsa de Isa B'Shlichos, Isa B'Tanai. So for example, you can't make a Tanai. A woman can't when she does chalitza, because chalitza is a milsa the less of the shlichos, and milsa the less of the shlichos, less of the tanai. So Reb Shimon Shkop asked the kasha on the Avni Nezer's tanai, which essentially Reb Chaim Briska also took ownership of, that how could you go ahead and make a tanai while you're eating matzah? It is going to be afikoymen, it's not going to be afikoymen. Achilas matzah is a milsa the less of the shlichos, and a milsa the less of the shlichos is less of the tanai. So Reb Tzvi Pesach said that the emes is that I'll find you other places in halacha where you see you could do a mitzvah ala tanai. I'll just give you one interesting example. It's in Hilchas Tefillin. It's in Siman Lamed Beis. The context, Siman Lamed Dalet, it's in Katan Beis. The context is Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin. So you have Rashi's Tefillin, you have Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin. And the Mechaber says, Yorei Shemayim Yotze Yidei Shnei. Yorei Shemayim should put on both Tefillins. Now the Mechaber gives you a way to put both Tefillins on at the same time. It's based on the Gemara that says, Mokum Yesh Beroish Lehaniach Shnei Tefillin V'chein Bezroya. Right? The Gemara says, in theory, you could put on two pairs of Tefillin at the same time. And the Gemara gives an eitzah how you should do it. So you should put on two pairs of Tefillins, and I'll just read to you the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. Yorei Shemayim Yotze Yidei Shnei. V'yase Shnei Zugeis Tefillin V'yaniach Shnei. At the same time, when you put both on, you stay like this. I don't know if Talach is like Rashi, Talach is Rabbeinu Tam. So if Talach is like Rashi, then this one should be the tefillin. If Talach is Rabbeinu Tam, that one should be the tefillin. Then, of course, the Mechaber says that lo yasekin elo misha muchzuku mefursim the chasidus, and that's why there's this controversy. There's a shaila. You do wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. You don't. You have to be a muchzik umefursim the chasidus. Whatever. But the point is above my pay grade. But the point is that the Mechaber says that how would you do Rashi at the same time, you would make a tonight. How do you make a tonight? Could you make a shliach to put on tefillin for you? It's a milsa delays of the shichos. So Rav Hirsch Pesach says, Eigishman. He says, based on a Ramban in Perikei Shnoichle and Masechtas Bava Basra, where the Ramban asks Akasha that the halach is you can be makabal nazirus ala tonight. How can you be makabal nazirus ala tonight? You can't be makabal nazirus ala shliach. It's a milsa delays of the shlichos. Says the Ramban, the only time you need mishpete hatunah when you make a tonight, this is a great yisoy. Is if the tanai is between adam lechaveri, if it's between me and you, I'm selling something to you, a man and a woman are getting married, it's a gerushin. So when you're doing something between two people, and you make a tanai, it has to be a milsa de isa b'shlichos. Zokter Ramban, you saw it, that a dover shebein adam la'atzmoi, there's no halacha milsa de isa b'shlichos isa de tanai. And his makar is because how do we know mishpatei atanai from the tanai b'nei gad b'nei ruven, and that was a tanai of ben adam lechaveri. So we learn from there that only when it's ben adam l'chaveri do you have to conform with mishpatei atanai. But if it's not ben adam l'chaveri, it's ben adam l'atzmai, then that's zok Rav Hirsch Pesach, it's pashut, it's miyushev, Rav Shimon Shkop's kasha. When you're eating the afikoyim, it's between you and ben adam l'atzmai. When you're putting on tefillin, it's not ben adam l'chaveri, it's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you and your obligation to wear tefillin and to eat the afikoyim. Being that it's a question of ben adam l'atzmai, it's for that reason it's not a problem. Just kedai to mention that Ramosha Feinstein and Igros Moshe, it's printed in the Chelik Ches. It's a Rechaim Chelik Hei, Simen Lamed Ches. So he brings this Chiddush of the Avni Nezer. He wasn't happy with the Avni Nezer. I'll just read to you, it's pretty sharp. He says that, you know, the Minig Yisrael always was to make sure that you eat Afikoyim before Chatzos, and nobody was Soymech on Tanoim, and his Lashon is, Shezet Tomu Alismoich Al Svara Ba'alma Keneged Kol HaDoros. Even though the Avni Nezer wrote a beautiful tshuva, but it's still, it's a Svara Ba'alma.
And then he says, "Afilu maya svara barura." Even if it was a clear svara, I think it would be a chiddush to go keneged the minig yisrael of all the doyers, and that is the itaf and kaim before chatzayis. Ubefrat shehi svara kolusha ma'oid, says Rav Moshe. It's a shvacha svara. But the bottom line is, Rav Moshe and Igus Moshe was not maskim to the chiddush of the Avnei Nezer.